news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States of America.
And with that, history was made. Senator Kamala Harris of California accepted the Democratic nomination for Vice President Wednesday night, becoming the first Black and South Asian woman ever nominated to a major presidential party ticket.
I do so committed to the values she taught me, to the word that teaches me to walk by faith and not by sight, and to a vision passed on through generations of Americans, one that Joe Biden shares, a vision of our nation as a beloved community where all are welcome, no matter what we look like, no matter where we come from or who we love. A country where we may not agree on every detail, but we are united by the fundamental belief that every human being is of infinite worth, deserving of compassion, dignity, and respect.
Night three of the Democratic Party's first ever virtual convention featured a slate of women. Senator Elizabeth Warren praised Joe Biden's plans on child care, climate change, and other issues.
COVID-19 was Trump's biggest test. He failed miserably. Today, America has the most COVID deaths in the world and an economic collapse. And both crises are falling hardest on Black and brown families. Millions out of work, millions more trapped in cycles of poverty, millions on the brink of losing their homes, millions of restaurants and stores hanging by a thread. This crisis is bad, and it didn't have to be this way. This crisis is on Donald Trump and the Republicans who enable him. On November 3rd, we will hold them all accountable.
Former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton warned against dismissing Trump, as many did in 2016. And the first female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, invoked the power of women while firmly placing the blame for the situation we're in.
And so we are unleashing the power of women to take our rightful place in our national life by championing a woman's right to choose and defending Roe v. Wade, securing safe and affordable child care, preserving Social Security and passing equal pay for equal work. Who's standing in the way? Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. So here is our answer. We will remember in November.
But the most powerful speech of the night and of the convention so far was delivered by one of the best orators of modern time, the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, who minced no words in declaring that democracy is on the line in the November election.
I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously, that he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. And the consequences of that failure are severe. 170,000 Americans dead, millions of jobs gone, while those at the top taken more than ever, our worst impulses unleashed, our proud reputation around the world badly diminished, and our democratic institutions threatened like never before.
Critics were quick to jump on Obama for going against the norms in which past presidents don't criticize the current leader. But Donald Trump has decimated every norm on which this country has run for over two centuries now, so all bets are off. Reviews of the pandemic-determined virtual convention have been generally positive. The fourth and final night on Thursday concludes with former Vice President Joe Biden officially accepting the nomination. In other news, well, there's big breaking news Thursday morning. Donald Trump's former campaign CEO turned chief White House strategist Steve Bannon, along with three others, were taken into custody Thursday morning by U.S. Postal Service agents. The allegations that they defrauded hundreds of thousands of donors using a GoFundMe campaign called We Build the Wall. Seriously, they were ostensibly raising money to build the wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. But prosecutors say that Bannon, who claimed he wouldn't take any compensation, allegedly received more than $1 million from the so-called nonprofit. He's charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Drain the swamp, indeed. But we know that's how Trump rolls. On Wednesday, the idiot-in-chief praised followers of the QAnon conspiracy theory, which centers on a narrative that Trump is leading a secret fight against a criminal band of pedophiles and satanic worshipers. When asked about that at his Wednesday press briefing, Trump's answer was as surreal as, well, the question was.
Theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Or I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow. The rest of the world would follow.
Wow. QAnon followers have committed acts of violence. The FBI has classified them as a domestic terrorism threat. But Donald Trump described the conspiracy theory's followers as patriots upset over unrest in cities run by Democrats?
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate. But I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity.
For a man who can get an intelligence briefing on virtually any subject imaginable, he certainly claims to not really knowing anything about a lot of things that he sticks his neck out on. This week, the state of Michigan is expected to announce that it will pay $600 million to victims of the Flint water crisis. In 2014, new emergency managers appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker switched Flint's water supply from Lake Huron to the polluted Flint River, and residents were exposed to lead-contaminated water for 2 years. Tens of thousands of residents are expected to be eligible to receive funds, according to a New York Times report, with most of the money going to children. The settlement is still subject to approval by a federal judge. Now pay close attention. The most prominent critic of Trump's BFF, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Alexei Navalny, was rushed to the hospital Thursday and placed on a ventilator after he became suddenly ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia. The press secretary for Navalny's anti-corruption organization tweeted that he apparently drank poisoned tea. Critics of Putin have been poisoned in recent years, fallen to their deaths from balconies, and have been assassinated in European cities. Navalny had been in Siberia campaigning for opposition candidates in upcoming local elections. California's Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday declared a statewide emergency as he announced that there were now 367 wildfires burning in the state. Many apparently started by some of the nearly 11,000 dry lightning strikes that have hit northern and central California since Sunday. Rolling blackouts have hit the state since Friday as a heat wave now in its second week places extreme strain on the state's electric grid. Gavin Newsom declaring, "We are all experiencing rather extraordinary conditions." Well, as it does every Thursday morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced new weekly unemployment claims. And for last week, those claims totaled 1.106 million, marking the 22nd week in a row in which more people have filed for unemployment benefits than they did during the single worst week of the Great Recession. Yeah, before Donald Trump, America never saw unemployment claims over 665,000 in a single week. This is the 21st week with those claims numbering over a million. Are we great yet? I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.